when we generally talk to the town in particular town numbers, they are going to get the electron, but because of the timeout, it is the neighbor to join the electronically. So when I talk about power electricity and outlets, we're only talking about the joint to the main power, which is about 65% of power. Do this. you, it's basically a sum of them where each cell is going to provide energy of that cell and it's a distance from the teacher. So basically, the higher the energy of the cell, the more it wants to be used. There's also associated with that second variable is the cannabis energy, which is the main strip there. So what this is essentially exactly the same thing as the electromagnetic radius, but it's one-dimensional, it's only data, and it's only the strip data calorimeter. And the reason this is separate from the M radius is that there's much finer granularity within the strip there, so behind the and in particular, this subway strip would allow us to separate two gammas, so a five rotating gamma, which is just proton electron network. So we've got isolation criteria in calorimeter, where we look at the energy conveyed with a code between 0.1 and 0.2, we get divided by all the energy within a code of 0.4. Another variable is the ratio of the energy to the total energy to the electromagnetic fraction. And finally, the transverse energy over the canvas cap is the median cap. So now we've been putting the one with the median cap for all the energy. So this is the definition for 5-5, and I've got a plot for them on 5-6. So plot left is the electromagnetic radius, and you can see the signal this provides the separation. So we put it next to it, in the middle top row. The isolation fraction is top right. And then the EM fraction is what's left. So obviously you can see here it's not really useful to have a direct cut, but it's kind of useful in multivariate analysis. And then bottom right, finally, we've got the transient energy divided by the energy transient energy of the first half. So, even the main variables are going to stay, and then likely the methods that existed, these two methods. And then for the first analysis, the fabric decided to use primarily this was because we want to understand what's going on in the detector. So we've got more robust methods of using pattern fading, but if the result isn't clear, we need to use cuts in these variables. So the result I'm talking about is, there's been a bunch of stuff going on, but I want to focus on the observation of the dead things to have out. And this is by stepping out. So firstly, I'll go through the event selection and the data selection. We're using a good roster from the WZ observation group. I'm not sure how to do this anyone, but in conclusion to say, we're looking only at events that are chosen in stable means, and each and every subject has to report with no issue. So, for example, if there's a problem with the liquid argon, that particular thing has to block its drop and that's not involved. So, after we've selected only events with the stable means and all the suspected working and reporting no issues, then we trigger that last device. So for identifying the best path out, what we have to do initially is assume one tau contains the depth on the either an electron or a neon, and the other tau contains the donor, so this tau is not. And this is primarily because hadronic tau are difficult to understand, but also that the neurons will get started, start growing. So we want to trigger on electron and neon, and specifically, RNA has to pass through their final level trigger of SE15 medium electron or SE10. So that's just to say roughly 15 dB electron will be disrupted at the trigger level or beyond the SE15. And then using this trigger, we've got our next sample here then, and there's also a corresponding drumming power. So a few words about the selection applied to the other electron here in the neuron. Both must have 80 greater than 50 dB. For the electron inspector that didn't put anything, so get rid of the TV on the entire house where you need it. There's something called a final extra inspection. So this is again to find around the property what the electron should look like and how it should look like the power and the variables are going through. Electron should be isolated. Then this makes the neon group a selection that there's some criteria on the tracking and also a combination of the tracks from the new spectrometer and the inner detector. They must be mapped together and reconstructed and mapped together and it must have some fit refinements. Neon should also be isolated. The power selection, so once we've got our electron and our neon tracks, which we're not going to I'm not going to talk too much more about. Looking at the other transmitters, we also have transmitter integration NCD, acting with an A for that 2.5, again, to be able to detect that outside of it. We do the validation exercises again, and we apply what is a type selection criteria. This is composed of the identification variable that I showed previously, and the cuts that during the function of TV, so I have to do a straight cut. Depending on the energy in the event, the cut will work smooth. There's also an electronic neurofeeder applied. So, as I explained previously, having taken both of the functions and have it from the TV there. So, additionally, we need to apply what I call your electron neurofeeder, but that should say we don't want an electron taking the cow or a neuron taking the cow. So for example, the electron that meter consists of the number of high TRT thresholds that's divided by the number, total number of TRT there. This is a variable that we can select in our identification. The unit meter is basically around, it consists of a type of the amount of energy the neon deposits in the calorimeter has to go to the next one that's trapped, because it's a minimum ion because we don't expect much energy in the calorimeter. So that's our electron unit and power selection. So in one thing that I talk about these things, but that's the criteria I'm referring to. Then finally, this is event selection. So for all we have here is the data coming in from the detector, we apply our trigger requirements, and we can select electrons here and power, then figure out their going to pass out. We apply that electron either, so any event with two electrons and two neutrons are emitted. Make sure that our cows must have a charge of 1 as expected, and we've also constricted the number of cats in 1 or 2. Cows should be constructed, but sometimes there's an inefficiency with our reconstruction. We ask that the hydrometry contained cow and the left side, which we have seen, has also come from a cow and that's a lot of the sign. We apply a transit transfer between the left side and the missing unit. We need to just prepare from the event and basically contributing, and we also just select the system. I'll put that to you on the next slide. I'll put that next cut, which is supposed to apply for greater than 0.15. I'll go into that a bit more on the next slide, so it makes a more sense. Finally, what we're going to do is reconstruct physical mass of the tower, so it's going to be, physical mass of the deck. So this is coming OD plus the hydrometry retained tower visible product, the cooling neutrino, and the left one. We've taken very massive pieces of it and we've tripled to between 35 and 75 pieces. So on slide 8, there's a bit more information about what we can make energy in the system by the cut unit. And in essence, there's a double expression. So at the top here, I've got the definition of what the transverse mass is. It's basically constructing a mass for the electron and the missing ET. But the missing ET only exists for the transverse plane, as an intercept. You can only do this as the transverse. The definition is given there. So the motivation for it, I've shown in the plot on the bottom. So if you look at the right-hand plot first, this is what the transverse mass looks like for the samples we considered, which is obviously the TTD background. And the W is the right hand side of the plot. And frequency is looking at WMX basically. So it's the kind of emitting WMX, but only emitting WMX below this. And then the other cut, the standard code cell 5, less than emitting 0.15, complementary with cut. So yes, that's because if you want to put in something, so you think because of the angle to the left one and the emitting T, the bidirection, and you do the same by the one you have in the emitting T. Then you have, if I take the separation of phi, the delta phi between the left one and the emitting T, you can see from that small snapping and start what it should look like for a Z event, which looks like the W then. And then correspondingly, delta phi between the hadronic tau and the emitting T also looks at the difference of Z event and W then. And then the only reason this is put together and sort of combined like this is so that we can have a specific value maybe 0.15. But literally if we think about it as plotting the delta phi, the left one minus the emitting T and the hadronic tau minus the emitting T, there should be a separation that occurs diagonally across that spectrum.
Uh-oh.